The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, any national newscast that you watch or listen to today is going to mention Michigan and the surge of COVID cases here. That means hospitals are very busy, as they have been for a few weeks now. Joining us right now at McLaren Port here on Hospital, Dr. John Brooks. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and you're exactly right. It's like wow busy.
How does this compare to, say, a year ago or last fall?
So, you know, this is our third go-round now. The country did have a surge in the summer that we never had in Michigan. We think maybe because of our lockdowns and other things. But, you know, this is our third surge. This is more comparable to the November-December surge than last year. A year ago, we were completely unprepared. We didn't have enough PPE. We didn't have testing. We really didn't know what to do. And we didn't really have any therapeutic guidance. So last year, it was more of a panic because we didn't really know what to do and feeling overwhelmed because we didn't know what to do. We have learned so much. And again, we have supplies. We have PPE. You know, that's not the issue. So some things that we're tracking. So first of all, volume is really high. We have lots of patients in the hospital. We have not overcome our capacity. We have done what's called a bit of a surge in surge capacity, but we have not run out of beds. We still are able to do daily operations, and that remains our plan. Things that will change that is if we have a lot more healthcare workers get ill. And that is probably the biggest difference between now and the surge that we had in December, in that because I now have about 57 to 60% of my staff vaccinated, I'm not losing them at the rate that we lost them to COVID. And I mean sick and not being able to work that we did before. We definitely have some healthcare workers off, but again, it's not nearly the magnitude that we have that we had in December. And so there's not quite such the crunch on the healthcare workers in impacting our ability to care for people. So that's one of the things. We do have vaccination that has made a difference, and that has really driven the age down. Because if we look at who's been vaccinated in our state and actually around the country, we started with older, vulnerable people. So they're really not coming and getting sick. But our 30, 40, 50-year-olds are definitely showing up. We've got lots of people in their 50s that are critically ill in the hospital. And we chatted last week, and you know, my number of ventilator use has gone up quite a bit. So we definitely have a really sick group now that are showing up. And in general, they're non-vaccinated. I have been hearing a little concerns of, well, if I get vaccinated, I'm still going to get COVID. Well, the answer is no vaccine completely prevents illnesses in all people. And we've known that regardless of what the vaccine is for. If you think about the flu season, we see that every year, that there's a certain number of people that still get the flu that have been vaccinated. But like the flu, they don't get as ill. And we certainly know that with COVID. I can give you some information from McLaren Health is that we have about 15,000 employees that have been vaccinated, and 22 have become tested positive for COVID. That's 0.001% percent of that whole group has now tested positive. None of them are ill enough to be hospitalized. They've just sought some care, and some of them actually were seeking care before they were to have some elective surgery. So vaccination makes a huge difference. It stops you from getting acutely and critically ill from COVID.
Do you think that some people are perhaps feeling a false sense of security after getting vaccinated, or maybe not fully vaccinated at this point, or just knowing that so many people have been vaccinated that they're starting to get a little bit lax about some of the things that we're supposed to be doing to stay safe?
Yeah, and I keep getting that question, well, I'm vaccinated now, Dr. Brooks, why do I need to wear a mask? Well, if we talk about the surge in Michigan now, why are we surging? So we know part of it is people are just tired of the whole COVID thing of wearing masks and doing the things that we know we're supposed to do. So people are fatigued. But more importantly, we have the variant. And, you know, B117 is the name we've given the one that we know is the one in Michigan. It's 50% more infectious or more transmissible than the standard COVID that used to be around. And it is by far the predominant strain that we have in Michigan at this stage of the game. So it's much more infectious. Now, as far as being a more serious version of the virus, we have yet to prove that. And I'm not sure I would say that that's our numbers at this stage of the game, but it certainly is at least as serious as regular COVID is, making otherwise healthy people really, really sick and having respiratory failure and then going on to die. That is, of course, our biggest concern. And we know the vaccines prevent that. So, you know, people are looking, saying, I've been vaccinated, I don't have to do anything. But we keep telling them, hey, it's really important once you've been vaccinated. You know, when you walk out your front door, you need to wear a mask when you're out in public, because there's other variants that are out there that you may not be as well protected against. And a mask will definitely protect you. So do everything you can. Wear the mask, wash your hands, avoid crowds, especially now that there's such a big surge. It's really a good time, again, to step back and say, you know what, it's time to really pull back in for the next couple of weeks and reduce my risk of exposure.
Are you able to project at this point how long this current wave is going to last? At what point do you expect to see case loads begin to subside?
Yeah, so I would say right now I've chatted with our local people, and I think that we are probably in the middle of this one. So we're in that peak, or that peak plateau point, where we're kind of the steady state, where there's just a lot of people that are sick right now. And I would say right now, if that's where we're at, then we have about another week of this before we start to see the case numbers start dropping, because that's what's happened. Again, this is the fourth time, you know, that we've been through that. So the last two waves, we kind of have some predictable model with that. So we at least have another good week of really a lot of people getting sick.
How's everybody holding up over at the hospital? I mean, it's got to be tough on the staff.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, I will say they're beyond being troopers. They're just absolutely amazing. They are stepping up. They're taking extra shifts. They're really helping each other. And we've done some different things, too, where we're getting some of these team and resource models together where, you know, there are certain people that have to do certain jobs, but there's a different way we can support them. And we're learning, right? And we're trying to get better each time we're going through this so that people aren't getting quite so burned out. You know, we're talking locally. You know, we've got some nurses that haven't been bedside nurses for a while, but they certainly can go in. They can help. So they're going in, and they're really stepping up and really helping us so that we're able to push on through this.
Well, hang in there. It's a lot to deal with. I know there at the hospital and the whole community, but we're going to get through this, aren't we?
Absolutely. So, you know, Dr. Mercantant has been working really hard to get vaccines to our community, and I know she's doing some walk-in clinics, and she's doing a lot of clinics through town. Walgreens, you know, our local pharmacies, they're all working really hard. They have a lot more volume of vaccines. So I would look and say, this is really the time. Get out there, get your vaccination. We know about 2 weeks after your first vaccine, you're about 80% protected. Now, it's not good enough for overall, but some protection is better than nothing. So go out there and get your vaccine.
All right. Dr. Brooks, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.